Also, that just reminded me, they don't ever give greens. Why do places never give you no greens?
That's also interesting because it's like, if this is the vegan station, like, where are the vegetables? Where are the vegetables?
They just be putting peppers and onions, and it's like, yes, that's great for seasoning. Thank you. But can I get some kind of broccoli?
Something. Just one. I don't even need a lot. Just give me one. Get on my
motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Koya D. Oh, dang, I did it again.
Ha! Nah, I can go.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. And shout out to the good people of the Gray Area. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be, you know, music, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. Thank you guys for being here. And, if you want to be a part of the good people of the Gray Area, if you want to watch this podcast live, because we do record early, at least 1 to 2 months in advance, you can watch it early as well. Make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can be a part of the good people of the Gray Area and get access to this podcast live early, as well as other exclusive content that we have for you guys, including our food review show.
Who made this?
And other behind the scenes content of music and food and just all the things that we love. So, shout out to the people who have already joined the good people of the Gray Area on our Patreon. We appreciate you guys. And we also just appreciate y'all for joining us today. So what were we talking about? Well, first of all, how are you?
No topic, but I am fantastic. How are y'all?
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Word. I'm doing good. I am still waking up. I'm recovering from the festivities. I'm tired.
Post-wedding recovery.
Yep, that's why I got my golden milk here.
Word, me too.
Get myself together. Damani finished his already.
Yeah, I had to get that
hurt
in the system.
But yeah, you said the topic is no topic.
Yep, but the topic is post-wedding recovery.
Word.
I might take today and tomorrow to recover, not do anything.
Okay, so let's backtrack for a second. So our sister just got married. Me and Breeze's sister just got married. Just got married two days ago.
Yeah, two days ago.
It feels like it was yesterday, but yeah, she just got married. Congrats to her. And it was a lot. It was a great time. When she said party of the century, the event of the century, for now, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes. Until it is my time. But it was fun. Like, it was mad fun. We did a lot. It was a lot of food that we couldn't eat. But there was some food there that we could eat.
The snacks and desserts. That's what I wanted. I went around and looked at everything.
It looked so good.
I wanted a cupcake so badly.
Me too.
It was ridiculous. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm going to have to find me a cupcake or something before.
Vegan, gluten free.
Yeah, vegan and gluten free.
Please
help us.
The first food show back, it should be the dessert, regardless of the sugar that they use. It should be the
dessert. Give me 1 second. Well, y'all keep talking, but I'm here.
But when I do it, It's a problem. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
It's a problem.
It was good. I enjoyed it. Mm.
It was definitely super fun. I think that was the most fun wedding I've been to. I've only been to a few of them, but that was absolutely the most fun wedding I've been to in a little bit.
It was a great level of bougie, but still an amazing level of realness.
Right, right.
It was a nice gel. Up the two.
What?
We're talking about the event being, you know, a great level. In Brother Breeze's words, it was a great level of bougie mixed with a great level of
realness, down to earth. Yeah.
So it was a nice balance there.
Yeah, it was cool. And I like the dynamics of like how there was like some extra hype levels and then there were some calmer levels. Like, I don't know how to describe it because y'all wasn't there. I mean, y'all was there, but like how the groomsmen, they turned up during the ceremony. But then the bridesmaids, we turned up during the reception. Balance. It was nice, though. I think the one thing about going to, like, well, having big events like this and then also going to them is, like, once they're over, like, you really got to take time to recover. You don't realize, like, how, I don't know, maybe it's because I don't be out like that. I'll be inside. So I'm like, I'm tired. And I was dancing all night. I'm like, who am I? I don't know.
Dancing fever.
I definitely was. Yeah, I was trying to get everybody on the dance floor.
She was dancing the whole, I was like, listen, I've been standing this whole time. I can't even do it.
I understand. Like when I got back here, I was like, actually, while I was still there, I was like, I see why she was doing that, because if you didn't do it, nobody was going to be out there.
I know.
So like everybody just, we could go out there. And people come out there, people leave. And then I'm just sitting there spinning around.
Y'all was out there looking like Yasiin Bey, just spinning in circles.
Definitely.
But yeah, I mean, I realized that, so people were up at first, and then I think we did something, or they started serving the food or something like that. Mm-hmm. So then people started sitting back down, and I was like, well, I'm out here now. So, you know, before I was doing stuff, but I'm out here now, so might as well dance. I earned this, okay?
You did. Yeah.
It's my last maid of honor experience. So I was like, I'm about to turn.
It was fun though.
Yeah.
It definitely was. I think I'm more tired because I think it was the combination of like flying. I sort of flying in. Because I guess I slept, but I didn't really sleep. And then going into the event, of course, all of the dancing, had a drink. And yeah, it was just a lot going on. And then like the next day, we worked. So we went straight back into work. I think I wouldn't advise anybody to go to work and then go right back to work. That's just me. Just take the day for yourself.
Work.
We never stopped working. It wasn't no go straight back into work. It was we just regular schedule, just add a wedding in there.
Yeah. So but that's probably why I'm still tired, but you know, still recovering, improving. Can't wait to get back to my full capacity with my energy. But other than that, it was really cool.
I think mine is the flying, because we flew there. I got up at 4. We flew there. Then once we got there, worked. We went to the rehearsal, and we was up. What I ate, actually, the time that I ate, I was good on the salad, sweet potato fries. Them things was trying to take me out. It wasn't no Ben Breeze sweet potato fries. Oh man, it was trying to take me out though. And then I got up at 4 again, did my regular routine, worked, and right after work, wedding. And now we wedded in until
wedded in.
Yep. So wedded in until the thing was over at 11. We left at like 11:30. Still up. I went to sleep at like 1.
Mm-hmm.
1:30, maybe 2. I got up at 4 because my flight was at 6:45. Speaking of flights, now all the airports doing you got to walk next to each other.
Yeah, with the dog.
Go across. That's what be taking so long. The airport, when I tell you, the line was longer than the Atlanta line in the airport.
For real?
Yes. I got through it in like 30 minutes, but like it was moving, but the line, like I never walked that way. You know, in the airport, Philly airport, you go up the escalator and normally the TSA, I just walk straight and boom. I had to turn right and go around. It was a journey.
That's interesting. I don't know. I think because, I don't know if it's like the time of year. It be hit or miss. Like sometimes they do it and then sometimes they don't. And I don't know how they determine when they do that or not. And I don't know if they're going to start doing it more because they got the newer machines.
Yeah.
Which also, speaking of the airport, when I look like the TSA machines, when I was waiting for my bag to come through, I was watching them on the screen. They could like, it's like 3D, it's like touchscreen. They were flipping the bag around. Like,
yeah, I saw them doing that too. Yeah.
Like you could put a box around stuff and zoom in and all that stuff. Like you could really see what's in the bag now. Before, I'm like, dang, y'all couldn't see nothing for real. Now I understand why this is taking so long. But, like, you can see all the individual, like, bottles and makeup and all that stuff. And it's just like, that's, I was like, oh, this, y'all really did upgrade.
Right. Like, that's why they was looking at my lasagna like that. Like, if they said, oh, nah, send that through. We got to look at that again. Look at that again, please.
Right.
Like, yeah. They didn't bring no soup, but it's not really
a soup.
It's not a soup.
It's not a salad. Like, what's going
on? I need a second pair of eyes.
Right. But I was like, oh, that's cool. That's real convenient, though, because it's a lot to have to take out my laptop and whatever else I bring. And it's like, my bag is already heavy. So, like, word. Now I got to, like, because I got to pack the laptop so that it don't hurt my back. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got to dig in, get it, and then I got to repack it so that it don't hurt my back again, or I got to hold it. At that point,
yeah. With that, still on airport, I'm a bag checker renter now. Ain't no need for me to be walking around with all my stuff. If I'm not rushing, I'm not in the business of rushing. So I'm gonna give myself the proper amount of time that I need to check in my bag, to go to baggage claim, get my bag. Yeah, I don't be wanting to lug around a carry-on, extra bag, book bag. Yeah, I was uncomfortable. Like, the only reason I'm going to have a book bag is for my laptop and, like, little stuff. But, like, to have all my clothes and shoes, I'm good. I'm going to have a carry-on, but I'm also checking in a bag. That's what I come to realize. It's like going home and getting a hotel. Same thing. Gotta elevate.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I have a love-hate relationship with checking bags, but yeah, it's nothing wrong with it.
I discovered that I like to check my bag if they make me check my bag. I volunteer to check my bag when I'm getting on my flights. Because then, number one, my shoulder. So I really, depending on how heavy my bag is, I really shouldn't be putting it up there or not by myself. But also, if I do that, I know my bag is going to be one of the first. Like, I know it's going directly on the plane. It's not like, oh, well, we thought we put it on the plane, but it's still down there on the belt. It's like, y'all putting my bag directly on the plane. And then also, I know it's going to be one of the first bags that come out for baggage claim. Like, when I got here, when I went to where the check bag was, the little roundy round circle-y thingy. What's it called?
Baggage claim?
The belt line and baggage claim. It's not called a belt line, but it is called.
It's called baggage claim.
Yeah, go to the baggage claim. I was trying to figure out what.
But I feel like the actual like rotator belt thing is called. It's just a belt. Mm-hmm. It's just the belt. Yeah. All right, when I go down there to baggage claim 5,
mm-hmm.
and my bag was already up there by the time I made it all the way downstairs. My bag.
Mine was too. When I got back, when I got back here, my bag was there. It probably spent around a couple times.
I was like. How long y'all been here? This is
It's not. Listen, it's not bad. Like I said, I've had some not so great experiences with the baggage claim, but I'm not mad. The thing I do like about checking a bag as opposed to carry on. Me personally, when we get on the plane, I hate that everybody be standing. As soon as the plane land and everybody is standing up, you can't go until everybody in front of you. Leaves anyway,
yeah.
So you might as well just wait until it's your time,
yeah.
But people just be as soon as the plane didn't even the wheels are still moving,
we ain't even touched ground for real yet. Sit down,
and so it's like just me, like if you just waited, if everybody just waited a second, you can get off, get your stuff and move. Because if you have to go to baggage claim anyway, what are you rushing for?
Yeah, but I understand if it's somebody who has like a connecting flight and they gotta go catch their other flight.
That, yeah.
That's different. But a lot of people, next to me, y'all just be standing, huh?
I said it was one person next to me like that. She had 15 minutes to get to her next flight. I was like, hopefully they called the other plane telling we just got here.
Sometimes they do. I think it depends on how it was booked. If it's a connecting flight and it's the same airline, I think they'll know because it's how you booked it. You booked it with a one stop on there. But I think if it's a different airline, like you just booked a separate ticket, then I don't know if they communicate that. Because at that point, it just looked like you bought a new ticket. So I don't know. But that's also why I like nonstop flights.
Sorry, me too.
Because I don't be trying to do all of that. But I definitely agree. Like, they just be standing up. And I just sit there.
I be standing up.
I don't.
It's not going to do nothing for me at that point. I'll be like, listen, I'm going to just wait. People because I've been in, like, at the back of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, like the person that's in front of me is they standing, and I'm like, you can't move. Like, there's nothing for you to do here. Like, you might as well just wait until everybody get a little bit further ahead and just take your bag and you can walk free.
I seen somebody basically leave their child because they decided they want to get up and hurry up and get off the plane. This was this past summer. Like, your children are back here. Like, they can't keep up with you.
Their legs work.
But everybody else is trying to get up too. So now you just left your child, and your child is like, Daddy, Daddy. And there's four people in front of between y'all now.
Yeah, I see old ladies almost get knocked over because they're trying to squeeze by, somebody taking their bag out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just wait. That's just me though. I'm all for patience.
Yeah. But I don't mind. I like bringing a carry-on just because I don't always like waiting for baggage claim. And I just be trying to, like, once I'm off the plane, like, I just want to get to where I'm going. I also don't, the bigger bag I bring, the more I'm likely going to pack. So I'm going to bring my small bag. I'm going to check it with me. I'm going to put it on the carry-on. And also, I can put my heavier items in that bag, like some more important stuff, and not have to worry about it. Like, I don't want to check my important things because people he will be stealing sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna have a carry on, but I'm not about to put my entire trip
in the carry
one or two carry ons.
That's fine. I might. I might.
And uncomfortable, at least to me.
But I got a newer suitcase now, so I can just roll my thing. So
your book bag's
been crazy lately. But yeah. I think it's because of why I've been traveling, not because of it. Because the last time when I came back for the bachelorette party, I was fine. My bag was just fine.
It just be a lot, but the traveling part is the traveling part. I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah, it just be whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah.
If I need to check it, I'll check it. But
mm-hmm. The actual flights though, the flights be smooth. Yeah. Flights be smooth, and then of course, like we got here, it's definitely a big difference, like just feel wise between Delaware and Georgia. When we got here, I was like, this feel weird. Just the air is different. The,
a lot of pollen.
The sun shines from a different angle. It's weird. It's different.
It's weird because, right, Georgia got mad pollen. You can see their pollen. Delaware has mad pollen that you can't see, and my allergies be going crazy. But in Georgia, this is random. I'm sorry, guys. But in Georgia, you can see their pollen. My allergies don't be as bad. And I don't know why. I went outside twice here and I was sneezing for hours.
Mm-hmm. The up there, the air, it was, the sky seemed a lot clearer. The air, I don't know about the air quality, but it just felt fresh, refreshing up there. But then even when I came back here, it seemed the same way. I think it might be me. It's different. I burnt my locks. Mm-hmm. I let go of that energy that's not serving. Mm-hmm. Negativity. I don't need the struggle. I'm abundant. I'm gonna take these next couple of days off possibly and be right back at it because I don't need the struggle. I don't need to overwork. I don't have to be busy. I won't be. Yeah, I have time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even resting.
Mm-hmm. You better have some time to rest. We're not machines.
Right. We be trying to act like we machines, and we're not. I don't even want to be a machine at this point. I just, let me get a nap.
I definitely need
one. All day yesterday. After I got off work.
I worked 12 hours yesterday.
Yeah, I worked 8. Worked from 10 to basically 10 to 6. Then I took a nap from maybe like 7 to 8. And then I went to sleep at like 10:30.
I started working at 7. And I realized the day of the wedding, I was pretty much up for 20 hours. So.
Me too. I got up at 4. I went to sleep at 1.
I went to sleep, I'm going to say, like, it was close to 12. And then I got up at like 5:30 because I had to get my makeup done at 6:30. And then I took like a 15-minute nap in between, like the whole day. But I was up for pretty much 20 hours.
So we was at the house, and I don't remember what happened, but Dad was like, he said something about his tie. He showed me his tie. I was like, he showed me what he was wearing. I was like, cool, And then I was like, you wearing a bow tie? And then he was like, yeah. I was like, you know how to tie a bow tie? And then he was like, it's already tied. So you got a clip on bow tie? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. And then like maybe like an hour or two later, he was like, I I think I'm about to go buy a new tie.
I was gonna text her like, "Hey, yo, your brother out here peer pressuring your father.
Why do you do that?"
I was like, don't do it because of me. But I wouldn't, I don't subscribe to the clip-on bow ties.
But it's not like a clip-on. It's like one of the ones where you just wrap it around and you hook it, right?
Then you clip it on.
But it's more mature. You make it sound like it's a 12-year-old's clip-on tie. It's an adult's clip-on tie.
I didn't know it was the one most people are not going. It looked nice.
I just never thought I'd see the day where I say something and he's like, you know what, maybe I should. Wow.
I mean, you know, y'all at that age now. Nah, because he probably wasn't even thinking about it. And then once you said it, he was probably like, I probably could just tie a tie. Yeah. Anyway. That was
hilarious. But yeah, I'm not going to knock. They say Ocho Cinco was rocking fake diamonds for years.
He still is, probably.
Yeah,
I ain't worried about you getting a fake tie. As long as you didn't get a fake suit. If you would have got a fake suit, I probably would have been.
But who was really going to even know? It's not the same thing.
A fake suit and a fake tie? A fake suit and a clip-on tie? I mean, the clip-on tie was probably designer.
But who? I'm pretty sure it probably was. But also, like, who was even going to know if it was a fake suit or a fake tie or not?
Just him.
Would he really know, though?
Just him. Like, this is a clip-on?
Oh, y'all. This weekend was it's just now this weekend. This past week has been funny.
Yeah. It's also cool seeing everybody get dressed up for the occasion. Okay, all right. I see everybody deciding to step. I haven't seen you in a suit in life.
Oh, yeah.
This is okay, cool. I see what you're doing.
Right.
It's mahogany.
Ain't nobody coming either. Nobody was dressed
in. Yeah, I'm lying. I mean, everyone, there was one or two people like dressed for work. I mean,
dressed for work is different than being completely dressed down.
You showed up.
I was dressed down.
He was dressed down.
But he didn't mop.
He wore with confidence.
Exactly. It was something about it, you know. He made it work that I didn't even notice.
That's what I was telling your mother. She was like, this the occasion. I was like, I'm grown. Y'all not picking out my clothes no more. If I don't want to wear no hard toe shoes, no hard bottoms, I'm not wearing no hard bottoms.
Right.
Like, I am grown. If I don't want to wear a tie, I'm not wearing a tie.
Yeah. He was debating on a tie or whether he should wear a tie or not, too. Yeah, I was like, I vote no.
I was looking at it, and I was like, I really don't want to wear a tie. So I'm just the
name. Not wear a tie, yeah.
It was feeling like business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I'm here for a great occasion. I'm here for love. And I'm here to be checking if the merger went through. Not today. I'm staying there for tomorrow.
All right, I'm glad I seen everybody. Like family wise, and it wasn't a funeral or it wasn't a negative gathering.
Thing. Yeah, it was great. I think everybody.
Or a holiday.
That too, because that was a different spin on things too.
Yeah, we wasn't just sitting in the house. Wait.
Yep. We were all outside.
Beautiful.
It was nice though. It was real nice. It was fun. We eventually got everybody on the dance floor. I don't know about the other side of the room. I don't, you know, I was working the one side.
Yeah.
I knew. And the people that I knew, I got almost everybody on the floor. So
yeah. It just reminded me that people don't be dancing. Like, people, like, just don't dance.
But I used to be that person.
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't really feel like I could dance. But then I realized, like, if these white people could be out there looking, I could be out here dancing. I got rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, not even just the white people, just the old people. The old people be up there. And they don't even really be on beat. They just be, and they be like, yeah, no, y'all can, oh, please, if y'all can do that, I can go up there and hit my diddy bop.
Right.
Lily rock on any block.
Oh, I don't even really have to do much. I just, you know, just dance.
Yeah, I ain't really feel like dancing. Like when I went up there, and it's not dancing music. Like you playing rap, I'm like I don't have any moves for this one.
he didn't play the right rap.
He did.
Like he was, and listen, I love DMX. DMX ain't like I'm not. This isn't for me to dance to. This is for me to get hyped to.
Right. But if he was gonna do that, he should have did that a little earlier or sprinkled it in or. I feel like he wasn't mixing songs.
Yeah, he was.
I think that's what I needed, like a DJ that was like had the transitions on point. You playing full songs, and I don't got all three verses to this JG.
I just got the hook in the beginning of the first verse because that come right off the hook.
I might not even have that, but I got the hook. So get me in there, get me out of there. In there,
I got the beat. Just play the beat. Yeah. Play the beat and do somebody a cappella, a well known a cappella.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, give me something. I said no music. Could have gave me one of those, but yeah, it was just he was playing. It was Ania, get that for him.
And he didn't even get to the that part.
I thought he did.
He stopped, so that song. He just played the beginning and then didn't actually get to get that boom. I was waiting for that. Okay. And I was like, oh, we're in the verse. Okay. All right. And then he turned it off after the verse and went to a different song. I'm like, that wasn't.
Yeah.
You played a song, play the part that we know. Okay.
And that just goes to show that DJing is, of course, it's an art form, but like knowing when to play the right songs could literally take everybody from sitting down to everybody dancing.
Getting up, yeah.
So it's like knowing, because he had some of the good songs in there. Like he had all of the.
Yeah.
He had the songs there, just he didn't play them in the right order.
He definitely did not. And then, but I mean, yeah, he should have played that stuff more in the middle, I feel like. But I mean, at least we got some of it at the end.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah, I was going to have a good time regardless.
I mean, I was dancing everything. I was like, okay, Jay-Z, we out here. I don't know the words, but. Okay, Harlem Shake. All right. With the, you know, I was just doing my thing. But it was fun, though.
I just had to loosen up, relax a little. Mm-hmm. Like, this not the music. Because I'd be going places with a certain music palette in mind. My go-to, it would be brunch vibes. But if you throw brunch vibes on, we could dance. But anything else, I'd be having to just.
What I did now is like, I decided that if I decide that I'm going to have fun, then I'm going to put the action behind me just having fun regardless. Like that's where I'm at. So like I decided I was gonna have fun, I was gonna celebrate, so I did, you know, it wasn't that much. I ate the food that I could eat and then I did my best to get people on the dance floor because y'all not about to be having my sister's wedding looking dry.
Yeah.
That's
we y'all was not the only to. Ones in the camera. When I tell you, they was looking for us to to be put in the camera.
Right. I'm over here running around the entire dance floor
with this. Mom was hating on my scarf around the waist. And then at the end, everybody waving around tablecloths and napkins. And I take off the waist.
There you go.
The only colorful flag in here.
He said, I got to coordinate.
Exactly. You was ready. You was ready. That's all you was just being Jamaican.
But one thing that I'm grateful for, even like the food aspect, the calzone. I felt a lot better after eating that calzone than I did when me and Damani got whatever pizza got cold and it was disgusting.
Oh yeah.
Bakari's, yeah. Like that Bakari, like that pizza, that glutinous, tootinous was you had me tooting. Pause.
Whoa,
rewind that. From Bakari's had my stomach going in circles. Like I felt like my breath, like I woke up, my breath was stinking. Like this time my breath wasn't stinking. It was just regular. I just knew I ate gluten. But the bread, like that was actual, that's probably what it was. It was actual bread. That bread was fire.
Go ahead.
Nah, you can go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I wonder if it was the type of like ingredients that they use at Bakari's.
Probably from the store, like store bought.
Maybe.
Like frozen.
Because a lot of times they be the pizza places just be having their gluten free crust just shipped in, mm-hmm. like in bulk. They don't make it like they make their regular crust. So.
They be lazy with the gluten.
They definitely do. They be super lazy, but. It is what it is. At the pizza spot, though, it's going to be different.
Pizza spot is going to be different. That's all it's going to be there.
Right. But, yeah, it was fun. I didn't really drink, but that was another thing that I noticed, like, about myself is that, like, in the past, if I was out and stuff, I would be like, all right, let me just get a drink first. So then I can maybe loosen up and then I'll be all right to go out on the dance floor and stuff. I was just like, out.
Yeah, I only had one drink and I was like, first thing I was like, ooh, I haven't had, this is hard liquor. I haven't had some of this in a long time. But then I was like, you know, I don't even really need another one. Like, I'm feeling it a little bit. It's been over a year for me. So I'm like, let me just go ahead and I just had it. I used to have it for the same reason, just to kind of mellow me out a little mm-hmm. bit.
All right, before cool. you go interact with people.
Nah, but now it's like, I don't need it.
I never really needed it. But. It ain't do nothing. Like, the first one, mm-hmm. I was like, it's like juice. The second one, I was like, hey, I can't be sober eating this. Like, I wanted to eat the rice. The rice had a burnt taste to it.
The rice was mini rice.
I didn't taste the burnt thing.
I don't know what he was having.
There was scoop drawers out the bottom.
But they whole soul it. Let me get that. It wasn't a burnt taste for me. It tastes like the seasonings didn't stick to the rice. So mm-hmm. like it was just whatever they used to fry it. It was like seasoning and then rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yeah.
My favorite part was the bread, like the bread of the calzone.
Nah, man, I skipped it.
I couldn't have it.
So. My favorite part was the plantain.
I actually ate some plantain.
I ain't go getting it. I forgot when I went over there.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I ate that with the rice, and I had like the inside of the calzone, except for I skipped over the mushrooms. I'm not a mushroom person. Like, I'm still not a mushroom person.
The mushroom wasn't that bad. I wish it had more flavor, but like the texture of the mushroom, it really wasn't bad. Typically, I'd be like, this is disgusting. But this time, I was like, you know what? This really isn't bad. Like, it wasn't mushy or like slimy. It was just mushroom.
I don't know. For me, it's just still.
I think it's because you knew you were eating.
If I know it's there and I can actively see it and not like mix it into anything, I'm yelling.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my bad. if I know it's there and I can like see it and I can't mix it into anything so that it's like not noticeable before I take a bite, then I'll be like, I'm out. I had mushrooms in the food that I had yesterday, but I mixed it in with the kale, and the kale covered it. Mm-hmm. So then when I chewed in, I bit into it, I knew it was a mushroom there, but I could ignore it.
Also, that just reminded me, they don't ever give greens. Mm-hmm. Why do places never give you no greens?
That's also interesting because it's like, if this is the vegan station, like, where are the vegetables? Where are the vegetables?
They just be putting peppers and onions, and it's like, that's great for seasoning. Thank you. But can I get some kind of broccoli?
Something. Just one. I don't even need a lot. Just give me one.
You know what I'm saying? Just give me something.
But that's how we used to eat, though.
I know.
So
I just,
like, even just thinking about when we first started, like, changing our diet, that's when we, all right, I got the peppers and onions in there, so, you know, I'm good. I added some vegetables. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's still a great experience, nonetheless.
Yeah, it was nice looking at all of, like, the whole buffet. I didn't get to walk around to see everything because people was in line, and then also people kept stopping me to talk. But when we did get to walk through and see, like, the desserts, so, like, there was an ice cream bar and there was a cheesecake section. So they had, like, little square cheesecakes. And I was like, that's so cute. And then they had brownies and cookies and stuff.
They had waffles.
They had waffles?
They had pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, pancakes?
And waffles.
I'm not mad at it. I was like, that's interesting to have at this time of day.
If I wasn't gluten-free,
I would have got everything. I would have got some cookies, cake, cupcakes, brownies. They had some churros over there. They had funnel cakes.
Yeah.
Everything. Popcorn.
It was nice. But, like, dang. I got to be the change I want to see. So when they come to mind, it's going to be all that stuff. But it's going to be vegan and gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be good. We taste testing. For real. So, but it's going to be great.
Have golden milk for the people.
Yep. Instead of having coffee, it's just going to be a whole thing of golden milk.
So, all right, get your golden milk.
Get your golden milk. Build your immune system back up. Y'all did all that drinking and partying. Just, you know, get a little golden milk. That's funny. But yeah, it was fun though. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. Thoroughly.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Is it wedding season? Is there a season for weddings?
So, like, technically wedding season is, like, I'm going to say June, probably until October is a lot of times where, like, the most weddings happen. But, I mean, technically, it's kind of wedding season all year round because people have weddings whenever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, a lot of people love summer weddings and, like, leading into the fall because it's still, like, not too cold outside. But, you know, some people like the fall aesthetic and all that stuff. And, oh, the photographers finished the pictures already? Them pictures.
All right.
Fire.
There's a few of them.
You seen them yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's about two or three of you that's fire in there.
Yeah, they got some good ones.
You on the dance floor? I was like, well, okay.
I'm over there making faces.
Oh, I was on the dance floor posing because I was watching them watch me. So I'm like, hold on, let me get the glasses off.
They got it. They were like, oh, this is a good one.
That's probably why they was looking for us. We was the only people interacting.
Yeah.
I realized when I used to take pictures, I used to try to actually pose. I have to be in motion, like type of movement, playing around. I used to try to be serious and pose and model face, and I just have to relax and just have fun, be free, be me. Move around, be goofy, all that, and that's how my pictures come out. Because even the pictures that you took, Damani, they came out a lot better once I was like, I wasn't trying to pose. I was just like the one like this.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually that's my favorite one, and it's the two when I was walking. Yeah, they came out good. The ones in the hallway, they wasn't it. But it's because they wasn't actual pictures. They was pictures from the video. It'd be a different type of quality.
Oh. Mm. Well, why didn't you just tell me to do them again?
Because I didn't see them yet.
I think I looked at them.
I looked at them, but I had to look at them with a clear mind.
Your heart wasn't in it anyway, so it's fine.
Well, when you was doing the lean, he ain't really.
He was like, this is feeling unsure, you know?
Because I couldn't see myself.
I can't even envision myself standing on the angle.
But I seen people do it and it'd be fine. But I couldn't remember how. I did it before. I don't remember.
So you mad at me or yourself?
It was a lot more pictures. I'm not mad. I'm just saying. When I say portrait mode, I mean portrait mode.
That's you didn't say portrait mode. It was a long day for me. I had been up for 20 hours.
Trust me, I know. And they were trying to leave you at the end. I was like, why y'all rushing?
Everybody's pace is different, man. Everybody's pace is different.
Yeah. I said that on the way back. I was like, one thing y'all got to do is stop rushing.
I was trying to tell them that.
Then I was like, you know what? Let me keep my comments to myself. I said, let me keep my wisdom to myself.
Wisdom. I was laughing. I was like, I'm in the back seat. Like, all right. I'm going to just look out this window.
I was trying to tell them that a few days ago. Like, y'all be rushing. And they was like, nah, that'd be you. No. It is you. I don't live my life like this anymore. I move at the pace of detox. Okay?
The pace of grace.
The pace of grace. But it was cool, though. I'm glad that, I stayed back because I needed to. We'll talk about that offline. But, but it was good. It was a fun night. I still ain't signed their guest book.
You was in there, how?
They handed me the book. They didn't hand me a pen. Okay. I'll do it later.
Where you'll be up there for a little bit.
Yeah, so I'll do it.
A lot of people didn't sign a guest book.
But he was announcing everything else. He ain't announced the guest book. I ain't see the bouquet thing picture of Jazz and Grandpa on it.
Oh yeah,
I ain't see that. Dad showed me, like he was telling me about it, and then he sent me a picture, and I was like, "Wow, I didn't even know this was a thing." Where was it at? It was on the table. Where was the bouquet at?
Oh yeah, it was on her table.
Oh, where I ain't look at everything on the table. I only put my phone. I propped my phone up while I was line dancing.
I didn't even. It's crazy because like the table was there. I never actually went up to the table to look at it because it was just stuff going on.
But I mean, like, so that the sweetheart table, that was for them to eat at, and people were actually supposed to be coming up to say hi to them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't like anything on the table to actually like see as family. Then that was something like that you would want to see. But like just regular, you know, the other guests, they probably just like. It wasn't for that. So that's probably why y'all didn't wind up like seeing it on her bouquet. But it was really nice.
But she still got the bouquet?
Mm-hmm.
How long is she going to have it for?
Probably until the flowers die, unless she decides to like craft it, scrapbook it or something like that.
Or because they real flowers.
Yeah.
I want another picture. Let's see. I mean, I'm sure it's pictures of it that I'll be able to
see. Oh, Shay got some really good pictures of it. And they got some pictures. The photographer got some pictures of it, too. So.
I want to see all the pictures. Are we going to be able to see all the pictures?
From what I saw, it wasn't all of the pictures. But I'm also going to ask them about... Because they had there was this one thing, they set up a QR code for people to be able to upload their pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a huge gallery. So I might ask her about that, and maybe they could send out like a mass text to everybody to upload their pictures so that everybody can see all of the pictures and stuff like that. And then I asked her about the actual photographer's pictures and stuff
too. I was just talking about like in general, like all the pictures that y'all saw.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What we were talking about was the photographer's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But still, everybody else was taking pictures too, so we could probably ask them to upload everything. But yeah, it was a great time. Now we just need to rest, regroup.
Tell me about it.
I'm probably going to rest for the next 2 days and just chill out, and then, well, kind of. I need to breathe for book club.
I'm going
to
be doing stuff, but it's not going to be strenuous. I'm going to get my key.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like going. I said I was going to get it today, but I'll be here. I'll go get it.
Whenever you're ready.
I mean, I still gotta go to the post office though. So while I'm out, I'll probably.
I need to send you a shipping label.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that shit. But do you guys have any final thoughts on rest, on weddings, on flight, anything and everything that we talked about today?
I got one thing. Whether you like it or not, everybody is watching you. So if they're going to watch, give them something to watch. Take care of yourself. Look at me. Come on. Take care of yourself. Grooming is important. Showering. Fragrances are important. Walking in your light and your truth and your authenticity is important. Have a great time. Enjoy life, because they say we only have one life. Yeah, and just enjoy it. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You go.
I'm going to counter what you said. And I'm going to say, go through life like nobody is watching you. Because this is your life to live. Enjoy it in the way that you see fit. Have fun. Still similar things to what you said. But even if people are watching, just go through life like nobody's watching. If you want to dance, then go dance. If you want to, sit down and be by yourself, then do that. But just enjoy your life and don't put yourself in a box or deprive yourself of the things that you want and love to do. And, yeah, just have fun. Enjoy your family and all that stuff and your friends.
Right. And make new ones.
Word. Y'all said all of the, good stuff. I was just going to say, yeah, just have fun. I think we care too much about a lot of stuff. And I mean, obviously have fun and take pictures.
Oh yeah, take pictures, I mean, y'all.
Stuff especially like
people.
What of people, this may be the last time you everybody look this good in one picture. Let's make sure we capture this moment so that the next
That's
time.
That's not for us, but.
Not for us, but I'm saying everybody. Yeah, like you don't know when the next time your uncle may not dress up that way anymore. He may be like, you know, I don't want to wear suits no more. I'm only corduroys. I'm only overalls. And it's like, you know what? This is the last time I saw him in a suit. So let me make sure I get you, or just make sure you get yourself. Just make sure you take pictures. Enjoy the moment and capture the moment to the best of your ability, and just have fun. Because what else are we here to do?
Yeah, we are to enjoy life, but. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
Your boy, Damani.
And if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. This episode was just, you know, us talking to y'all, letting y'all in on our weekend, our lives, our days. But also, if you want to watch this podcast live, and early, because we do record at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join the good people of the Gray Area and subscribe to our Patreon, so you can join in on the conversation, shift the conversation, and also get access to our other content, including our food review show.
Who made this?
And yeah, thank y'all for joining us. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You said what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get in my face.